Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good day. Happy hump day, that is, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 9th of November, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, so many people love the new jet black. Oh, yeah, iPhone 7, 7 Plus. It's so elegant and looks so sweet until you slide it in out of your pocket, then it scratches to hell. Nonetheless, though, it has been a very popular color. But there has been some people saying, well, why can't there be a white version of this? And apparently, Apple might be agreeing with those people. Seems that we're getting some information from Apple supply chain that at least a little rumor has emerged that a new color will be coming to iPhone 7 and 7 Plus and will be called jet white. How original. Now, mind you, this is just a rumor right now, so don't have your hearts set on this yet, but it is coming from a much reliable source. That being Mac Otakara, at least I think that's how you say it. They're the ones that predicted the 3.5mm headphone jack being gone. Well, yeah, they were right about that. So we'll see if they're right about the white. You might remember a little thing from Microsoft saying that they'd have these things called Xbox TV thingies. Yeah, remember that? No, I don't think it's going to happen now. Now, those of you that are not familiar with this, this device was actually supposed to be unveiled at E3 back in June. But we didn't get that. We got the Xbox One S console. In fact, Windows Central reported that Microsoft canceled its plans to launch an Xbox TV streaming service. This after the fact that already 300,000 units had been manufactured and had to be pulled. Oops. Nonetheless, it really doesn't matter now, because it seems like Microsoft wants to bury the Xbox TV. Maybe we'll find it buried somewhere next to those ET games from long ago. Skype users, have you noticed these little messages coming into you? And you're like, okay, what the hell is this? They're either a link from Bandu or LinkedIn. I sure in the hell hope you haven't clicked on those because, yeah, as you guessed it, that is to compromise your account there. In fact, according to Microsoft Skype support forums, this has been occurring since way back in August of this year. Now, according to the Microsoft spokesperson, they said that some Skype customers have reported that their accounts have been used to send spam, but wanted to reiterate that there had been no breach of Skype security. Instead, they think the criminals are using username and password combinations obtained illegally to see if they exist on Skype. But did reiterate that if you do receive one of these messages, do not click on the link. Yeah, okay. So it gets down to it. If your account has been sending these stupid little things, change your password immediately. If you get one of these things, whatever the hell you do, don't click on it. And all will be right with your Skyping world. And finally, we all know it's not been the greatest 2016 for Samsung. Yes, I know, the whole bunch of those Galaxy Note 7 explosions, them having to issue an apology for it, blah, 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 blah. But one thing you may not be aware of, Samsung had to recall 3 million washing machines in the U.S. that actually injured 9 people before they actually got all recalled. Now, according to Reuters, washing machines recalled were manufactured between March of 2011 and November of 2016. Wow, hell of a gap there, isn't it? And of that, Samsung received 733 reports of washing machines experiencing excessive vibration. And when they mean excessive, apparently very excessive. People had a broken jaw, injured their shoulder, or even other things happen. Now, no, the machines didn't explode. But it certainly sounds like they did get the groove on going across your floor. Boy, I tell you, when it rains, it pours if your name is Samsung. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the website that you need to go to get all your BTN needs. Our podcasts are over there. Check out our blog over there, too. Find our Facebook page and like it while you're there, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And hang out with our BTN community over to our Slack room. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning to you on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 48 hours, but until then, if you got a Samsung washing machine, you're unsure about it, do not leave it unattended while it's in its spin cycle. Oh, and have yourself a wonderful Wednesday, and thank you very much for listening.